The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Here comes Von Miller. Oh, how did he pull that off? He got it to Hill, and they've got a first down.
About Montana magic in Kansas City. Look at this guy, Von Miller on his heels. He throws it left-handed.
Here's Hunt, and he's in for the score. Kansas City takes the lead. Here's your ball game. Fourth down. Desperate times. Oh, he tried to lateral it. He was trying to lateral it to Sanders. And instead, it goes down to the ground.
That's a gutsy call, man. That's a real gutsy call right there by the Broncos.
Denver's first blown 10-point lead in the fourth quarter at home since November of 2004. And you know who pulled it off? Showtime did. That guy, Patrick Mahomes. A star is born in the NFL, and he plays quarterback for Kansas City.
I guess those guys weren't watching all the other games where the star was already born. And where the hell did that Showtime come from? Hell of a game, though. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And today, if you're so inclined, you can watch us on live stream. Go to ESPN975.com, click on Watch Us on Livestream, and you're good to go. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's happening with you, man?
A lot of sports and stuff.
Yeah?
We got some stuff going.
A little stuff. Okay, feel you on that. Yeah.
Ready to rock and roll, though, and have some fun today on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Entertaining game last night. We could start with that. Hey, our buddy Eric Sandler's in a beef with somebody at the Chronicle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You told me that yesterday.
I think you'll enjoy this.
Okay.
So, John, maybe we could get him to come in next segment.
Is he going
to
call her a bad name?
I hope so.
Is he the kind of guy who does that? I hope so.
I know.
Did you talk to him about coming on the show?
Well, I told him we might have him on at some
point.
So
I'll go talk to him.
Yeah, well, just, you know, I told him if we do it, it'll be at 4:15. So just run, grab him. We'll talk to him. This is one of those where, you know, I'm ready to back Eric Sandler and declare jihad on this person.
Oh,
I do like a good beef.
Yeah, a good jihad.
Seems like you're taking it pretty personally.
I don't like people messing with my guys.
How do you know Eric didn't start it?
Well, we'll ask him.
Well, what do you think he's going to say?
Yeah.
Are we gonna give equal time to the person he's beefing with?
No. That's how jihads work.
You've got a very biased opinion on this.
I'll let you decide once you talk to him.
Okay. So. I'm just saying he might just tell us it was all the other person's fault and they started it and that's the end of it.
Well, let's find out. We'll find out. I'll let you ask the questions then.
Okay.
So
I can't really ask questions. I don't know anything about this whole thing. I don't know what happened.
Okay. Well, that's why you can.
I'll just jump in and pretend like I know.
Yeah. Well,
that works.
You're always pretty good with those kind of things, yeah, though, once you figure it out.
Yeah.
Hell of a game last night. I thought it's funny because I don't think Mahomes played his best game, and they're calling him a star when the guy is already pretty damn well established after three games so far.
Yeah.
But he was big when it counted. Yeah.
I guess maybe that was his first nationally televised game, so they wanted to kind of throw that shine his way. But yeah, if you've watched the if you watched him so far, this was I don't think it was even. I mean, it may have been his worst game. In fact,
yeah,
like his least impressive stat line.
He did it on Monday Night Football, so ESPN has to anoint him.
Okay,
that's how it works. Well, the guy's been fantastic all year long.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He is pretty good. And there's egg on my face right now with him and Goff, the guys who I didn't believe in because truth be told, no one from a system like they came from has ever succeeded in the NFL. And until it happens, I'm going to say, well, it's not going to happen. It's kind of like you with Tiger Woods winning a major.
Yeah.
Like, well, okay, this guy, oh, yeah, he's going to do it? I don't think so. And now we got some guys who are actually starting to do it. And, he runs an efficient offense, and he's got really good talent around him, which helps. And he's got a coach who's making the most of what he is, which is – it really bums me out because it feels like the Texans should have the same thing. We should have that same thing happening here.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Patrick Mahomes is any more gifted physically than Deshaun Watson.
The one big difference is Mahomes obviously has a bigger arm than probably anybody in the league.
But how many times are you chuck? I mean,
it's not like Watson's is a spaghetti.
Yeah.
So, I think what's interesting to me is what I read from Bill O'Brien today makes it sound like Watson hasn't been completely healthy. And this is the first time I've seen this from Watson.
Okay, well, you're
1-3.
How about get him off the field then? You know, until he's healthy, get him off the field.
Well, I think he said the reason they came out and did more this week is because they felt more comfortable with him doing it because he had to recover.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's just an excuse on O'Brien's part.
Sounds pretty excusey.
Well, but that's the first time I've seen anything like that. He says, I think anytime a guy's coming back off a knee injury, you've got to do a good job of understanding where that guy's at. So I wouldn't say affecting anything is the way to put it. It's more what's right for this player. It's always about the player and the team. So what is the best thing for this player relative to the team? And that's what we try to do. Sounds like I wasn't quite 100%.
Well, that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. So that's weird because that's the first time I've heard it.
Well, we all kind of assumed that was going to be the case, was that he wouldn't be 100% day one.
Right.
But I don't know. It just eye testing it. I guess you could say that O'Brien's done things differently with him. And maybe that's what you could. But when I've seen him go, he looks good to me.
Yeah.
Physically.
Yeah. I'm guessing maybe mentally is what it is. Maybe he's not ready to cut loose.
Yeah.
So, Nestor asked, I got to ask, Watson or Mahomes? We get this every week. Listen, with Andy Reid, I'll take either one of those guys.
Yeah, I'll take the one with Andy Reid.
That's the big difference, is Andy Reid knows how to run an offense and Bill O'Brien doesn't. You put Watson in that offense with Andy Reid, he's doing the same thing. And also, let's clarify, the Texans didn't have a shot at Mahomes.
No. Unless they traded up to
11,
one.
which they weren't going to do. I mean, they paid a steep price to trade up to 12. They traded up to 12 when the Chiefs took Mahomes.
Yeah.
Because they were running out of quarterbacks. So
it looks like Mahomes may have been their first choice.
Yeah. And from
and
all
when
indications,
they see him go, it's like, oh, crap. Yeah,
we better go to the second choice. But either guy, whoever has Andy Reid calling the plays, I'm going to like. And, I mean, that's a big difference. And having said all that, if Case Keenum doesn't overthrow his receiver by a good 6 yards on that 3rd and 10 play, Broncos win that game.
Yeah.
I mean, he was wide open. I don't know how you let a guy get that open on the sideline, but, you know, Case just missed him. And that, you know, that was but it was a fun game to watch. I think the Chiefs are legit. I always said I didn't like Mahomes until the Chiefs drafted him. And I was like, okay, if he gets to sit for a year with Andy Reid, that's a guy who can teach him how to play.
Yeah.
And Robert makes a good point. The NFL is starting to become more like the college game, which is probably why these guys are succeeding now. And maybe that's right. I think you're seeing a lot more of those kind of offenses, which is good because college football, frankly, is a lot more interesting than pro football when it comes to offense.
Yeah, but I feel like, man, they've just made the rules to where, like, we talked about this yesterday. How many teams in the league have a great defense? Because what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, all the rules won't let your defense do anything.
No, you can't lay on the quarterback. You can't hit a defenseless receiver.
You can't touch a receiver, period.
And obviously there's going to be some adjustment time here while guys learn how to tackle.
You can't lower your head to tackle a running back.
Right.
I mean, it's just
and I think that's part of it, but I also think, you know, once you've established all that, you got guys kind of playing on eggshells back there, and it opens it up for offenses, and somebody tweeted us earlier today about all the overs being over 50 this week.
Yeah.
I think Vegas has to catch up, right?
Because the overs are hitting.
I think the most interesting one to me was the Ravens over-under is 47, which feels about a touchdown high.
And the Ravens are one of the quote-unquote elite defenses these days.
Yeah.
But the Ravens' offense has been better, too. And, again, everyone thinks the Browns are just going to run up points every week because Baker Mayfield. Yeah.
He's not playing the Raiders defense this week.
Nope.
But Lamont asked, did Salisbury knock you guys off the mountain? Nope. Still number one. It's tight, though.
He's making it interesting.
Yeah, he is. Good for him. I like Sean.
I mean, he competes against us now, so no.
Yeah.
No, I mean, want him to do well.
No, I want him to fail miserably. But
I don't even need him to fail miserably. I just need him to just not be as good as us.
But I'll make a deal with the Blitzers. If we can win these last 3 months, we'll have another party just for the Blitzers.
Okay.
So
like the usual your motivation. Suspects and the bench guys, they won't be allowed?
If their guys want to come, they can.
Okay.
But
no, you make it just for the Blitzers, you said.
Yeah, if we're number one for the next 3 months. And so tell your friends about us. That's the only way anybody ever finds out about the show, which we do appreciate you guys telling everybody. But yeah, if we can hold on for 3 more months, we'll throw a big party.
Yeah.
Probably on my tab.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So, yeah, it's been a nice run. At some point, it's going to end.
It always does.
Yeah. Lamont asked, let's be honest, that ball was perfect. Do you believe Demaryius would have caught it? Yeah, I kind of do because there was nobody near him. Unless he looked up and saw the safety back there, then he might have dropped it.
Yeah.
I don't know that he was getting in the end zone, but he was going to be inside the five.
Yeah, I mean, maybe at the one or the two that safety meets him. But
yeah,
I tend to think he gets in.
Most likely. But, you know, that's what happens in tight games like that. You got to make the plays, and Mahomes did. Although he did benefit from a missed delay of game call, as the Texans did on Sunday.
Oh.
All right. We're going to take...
That should be reviewable, right?
It should be. I mean, if you can review a quarterback going across the line of scrimmage, you should be able to review
the
delay of game. And it's pretty easy to just look at the clock and say, oh, zero, they didn't snap. All right, quick break. We'll get Eric in here next segment. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
All right, guys, got to tell you about BillAdvisor.com. And we've been talking about them for a while. If you've got cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home and auto insurance, you're overpaying. And I know what you're thinking. I'm not overpaying. I got an awesome deal when I signed up. And, well, maybe you did. Here's the deal, though. You're now paying the loyal customer rate instead of the new customer rate. And the loyal customer rate, not as good as the new customer rate. It's garbage, right? Bill Advisor, they're going to fix that. They'll work directly with your providers, reduce your monthly rates, not your service, not lower your service, just your bill. They guarantee they're going to save you at least $300. Most of our listeners have been saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands. Still no setup fee. Guys, start saving now. It's so simple. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor is going to get your information, and they're going to start working for you. One more time, text GO to 232323 or go to BillAdvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Hey, fat boy. First off, touch your chick in the click you claim. West side, when we rock, I'm equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I bust your wife. We bust on bad boys.
And we're back on the Blitz.
I agree. This is like the greatest diss track ever.
Who is this?
This is Tupac.
Oh, okay.
This was Tupac's diss track to Biggie before Tupac got killed.
Ah.
The edited version is so sad. It just doesn't have the same heat as the original. So I say, Jong, to hell with the FCC. Let's just run it.
Yeah,
let's just run it.
Let's
man.
Just not, because we could find an awful lot of money and that goes to the whole company.
I'm sure the FCC just needs to forget about curse words.
Yeah, it does, but that's...
You got nothing better to work on? Come on.
Yeah, that's all.
Aren't Republicans in office? Aren't we all about small government with Republicans in office? How about get rid of that?
I'm all for it, but the reality is it's not going to happen anytime soon.
All right.
Fine. And we don't need it.
No.
And now that everything's satellite and podcast, like, we could say whatever we want on the podcast. All right. Ask Eric Sandler to drop in because, and I know you guys had a little bit of a beef to begin with.
Oh, yes.
But, he's one of us now. Eric Sandler from Culture Map. Thufir's a Harkonnen now. Dune reference. You guys won't get it.
Yeah, I don't understand what you're talking about.
But Allison Cook did her top 100 restaurants.
Okay.
And so Eric does a little analysis of her top 100 every year.
Oh.
And, first off, she started tweeting about you the other night, right? But she's blocked you, so you couldn't see it.
Yeah, so...
Straight to the mic, Eric. Yeah.
Right, sorry. So, yes, I saw someone, react with a GIF to add it in my mentions, and I didn't know what it was about. And apparently, Lance Erlein had tweeted something like, for the best food recommendations, you should follow Allison and Eric. And she said, I pay for all of my food. That's the difference. And, of course, I can't see that because she blocked me years ago.
What does she mean she pays for all her food?
I pay for my food, too. I don't know what she means. Anytime that she's on, if she's on Twitter after about 8 o'clock, you can guarantee she's had at least a couple glasses of wine. So who knows what she means.
Isn't that kind of like food critiquing 101? Don't you kind of have to pay for your own meals? Isn't that sort of the I don't know if it's an unwritten rule or a written rule, but it just seems that's the best way to get an accurate representation of the meal you ate.
Well, the best way to get an accurate representation would be to be completely anonymous, but that's not really possible. And I'm not really a food critic. I'm more of a reporter than anything else. But so last week I got invited to try a new menu at Kitchen 713. They're not serving it to the public yet. They haven't started charging anyone for it yet. So I didn't pay for that meal, but I tipped generously so that the servers and bartenders and all that stuff got taken care of. So there are occasions when I don't always pay for everything that I eat. Like I'll get a dessert or an appetizer or something. But yeah, the notion that I don't pay, that I go around seeking out free food or that I routinely don't pay for meals is just nonsense.
So I'm going to say she was like two bottles of wine in based on what I saw. But so you wrote about her list. Well, tell me this. You ran into her somewhere the other day, right? You guys didn't talk?
Oh, no, we don't talk. I was standing in a hallway. She started to walk down that hallway. She saw me. She turned around and walked the other way.
Oh, when did the beef start?
So it's actually a really old beef.
She's really old, too, by the way.
What's she look like? Let me see.
You don't want to look.
I need to get a picture in my head of what we're dealing with here.
Right.
So I am the person who put her picture on the internet 6 years ago. She had been
she didn't like it on the internet.
No, she had been anonymous to her readers. Like her readers didn't know what she looked like, but every chef in town for all the important restaurants anyway, they knew they had known for years what she looked like. So I helped put the end to
that
lie.
Why does she want to be anonymous? Because she's an older lady?
So the theory is that if the restaurants don't know who you are, they can't give you special treatment.
Oh, please.
But
they
knew who she was. So that was always silly.
Yeah, you can't be anonymous. Everybody knows Eric Sandler.
I I'm a reporter, right? I go and interview these people when the restaurant's open. They come on my podcast. No, the difference is I don't pretend to be anonymous. There's no lie there.
But yeah, everybody knew who she was, that at least in the restaurant business. So what do you think of the photo there, AJ?
She's what you said. She's an older lady.
Who drinks a lot of wine, apparently, and goes after my man Sandler.
Like, what was the circumstance that you posted her picture? Was it malicious when you did this?
It was. So I was working for a different website at the time. It was kind of an editorial priority for them to out anonymous critics. That was something they wanted to do. She appeared at a public event. The Chronicle was sponsoring this food thing. And then, like, Paula Deen was there. I mean, it was like a big public thing. She spoke in front of a group of about 100 people, and I took her picture and put it on the internet. That was my job at the time.
So she spoke to – so she was not anonymous to everybody in the room.
No, it's not like I got her at like a birthday party or like stuck into her house or anything.
Yeah, it seems like a public event. I can't really feel bad for her.
If you're going to go and speak in public, now, people are going to take pictures.
What was your beef with her list?
I think she's really out of touch. I mean, AJ, let me put it to you like this. There are three French – she ranks three French restaurants in the top 20 of all Houston restaurants. Have you ever thought to yourself, I want to go out for French food tonight?
No, I never do.
Does anyone ever ask you like, hey, man, where can I go get really great French food in Houston?
No.
Right. So it's just – it.
So that just happens to be her favorite thing. So she just says that that makes it the that puts it at the top of the list.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, and also like Better Luck Tomorrow is this really great bar that's owned by the guy who owns Anvil and the chef who used to own Oxheart. She won't rank it because it's a bar and not a restaurant. But she used to rank food trucks all the time. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Like whatever her criteria are invisible, and they're very hard to decipher.
Okay.
So now I went and looked at her list, although I didn't get to do it in the paper that I bought about a month ago that still hasn't been delivered to me.
You had to look at it online. They're still not bringing it to you.
No,
huh?
No. And they don't return my calls or emails. They just take my money. So I have a little beef with the whole Chronicle right now. But I went online and looked at it, and one of her top 10 is not even open anymore. What the hell?
Yeah, Fred, I don't really understand that either. She ranked a restaurant in Midtown, the 10th best restaurant in the city. And I guess in between whatever the publication deadline was for that and when the list came out, the restaurant closed.
I'm looking at her list now, and I have a couple of words of beef about this. If you're going to say I've got a top 100 list, you can't number 1 through 30 and then just throw the rest up there willy-nilly. Like...
No, they're all tied for 31st, AJ. That's how the list works.
You need to say it's a top 30 list and then some honorable mentions, or you need to go ahead and make the effort to put the numbers in front of them, order up those last 70, because if I see a top 100 list, I want 100 listed items here.
Well, and that's actually really important to people in the restaurant industry, too. Like, there's a pretty big difference between 32 and 98.
But in this situation, they're the same.
Right. Yeah, and that's really aggravating.
I also, man, I tell you, and I'm not looking to plug anybody. I'm not a food critic. But
just a wannabe food critic.
I'm a wannabe food critic. I love this Killen's STQ. And she says 27.
Yeah.
I haven't had a better meal in this town, I don't think, than I had there.
Well, yeah, she puts Killen's STQ third among Ronnie's restaurants. So she's got Killen's Barbecue 3.
Great. I've been to all of them.
And the Steakhouse somewhere in the teens. I think STQ is the best of the three of them. And I really like Killen's Barbecue. I don't think that's necessarily the third best restaurant in Houston.
Man. Yeah, that's disrespect to STQ, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That's of the Killen's restaurants I've been to. That's my favorite.
And there's some, I don't know.
I mean, they're all good. Don't get me wrong, but that one kind of stands out.
I'm with you that this list does seem sort of out of touch. There's a lot of places on here that I don't know if I would even go eat. I'll be honest. Like, I've never thought to myself, oh yeah, let's go. And then the picture they post, I'll never eat there. I promise you now. I've seen this picture. I have no idea what this is, but I'm never eating at Pondicherry. It's the number 7 restaurant. I'm never eating there.
It's a vegetarian-friendly Indian fusion restaurant.
Yeah. I'm never eating there.
Out on that.
It looks like they turned guacamole into, like, I don't know what they've done there. They put olives in it, and it's just...
That might be like a breakfast dish, like an egg scramble, maybe?
No. Nope.
It's a little hard to tell.
I'm against that. I'm against it.
So, all right, why aren't you doing your own list? Because I would... Because basically, if you did a list... Well, I mean, I just ask you right now, so it's easy. I just walk over.
Yeah,
and
make
say,
a
hey.
List, Eric.
No, I want to do a list. They give her 3 months off to write that list. She doesn't publish anything all summer. If we did that, there wouldn't be Culture Map.
That's why she gets 3 months off to do that list?
Yeah.
3 months off and 3 months one off of your to top 10 is closed?
Yeah, 3 months off to write 10 top 10 lists. I don't have that luxury. Everybody in the culture map hierarchy all the way to David Gao knows how much I want to write my own list, and I have been told that coming in 2019, I am going to get to do it.
Excellent.
Cool. Even if you did a top 50 or you did like your 10 best barbecue, your 10 best high-end, however you wanted to break it down, because I would take a little, you know, put a little checkbox next to all of them and go down Eric's list and just check them off.
Yeah, I tell you if I thought
you were wrong. So
you are always welcome to tell me when you think I'm wrong. That's part of doing this.
Yeah. But you actually handle it well. You don't start tweeting back at people and when you've been drinking. Also, at least that I've noticed.
What's the limit on how far away from Houston your restaurant can be?
So she takes a pretty broad view, all the way up to the Woodlands and all the way south to the Clear Lake area.
I think that's my beef, is Clear Lake. Like,
Clear Lake is still technically Harris County.
And it's still technically Houston city limits.
Yeah,
some of it
it's part of Houston. Part of it
I just
is,
feel
yeah.
like the Woodlands is in, like, Woodlands down to Pearland and, like, you know.
But see, that's because you kind of live up north, but down south, I mean, Houston goes all the way to League City,
right,
basically.
But there's, like, a big gap of empty space in between there that makes me feel like, okay, the city's over now.
What are you saying, Webster's an empty space?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
It's not that empty. It's not any more empty than driving to the Woodlands. I mean, there's like a stretch there between the Beltway and, I guess, after you get past Alameda. There's kind of a stretch of about two exits where there's nothing, but that's not that much.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I think you're defending it because you're from down there.
Yeah.
You're trying to get incorporated.
Well, I mean, they already have
taken
over.
Then why not just go to Galveston?
Because that's not part of Houston. I would say Harris County should be your...
I mean, wouldn't you say that Clear Lake is more Galveston metro than it would be Houston metro?
I think it's actually right down the middle, time-wise. Okay. I could be wrong about that. Well, from the south part of Houston or where I'm from, it's faster to get to Clear Lake than it is Clear Lake to Galveston.
Okay.
But I would say Harris County should be your...
Well, but then, so nothing in the Woodlands?
No. Right, then you cut out the Woodlands, cut out Sugar Land.
That's what you get for living in South Dallas. I'm sorry. I don't care anything about the Woodlands.
Well. Maybe you should do your own list.
No, I want to see Eric's list.
You should do your own list. You're crapping on the Woodlands, and you're talking like you're pumping up Clear Lake and Webster?
Yeah.
Get out of here. What's next, Baytown?
Don't be dissing Baytown. We got a lot of listeners in Baytown, Hoffman.
I didn't diss them.
You better respect them. What's next? Well, the Woodlands is nice, but it's like its own little place.
Well, Eric, here's the real question. Now that you have this this forum, do you want to take this time to apologize to Allison Cook and to squash the beef now?
No, I do not.
Okay. It's a hard pass.
Okay, so...
Hard pass.
Okay.
Jihad has been declared.
Okay. Well...
I leave this in the hands of the Blitzers.
Yeah, I'm Team Eric on this one. I'm not going to lie.
It doesn't sound like he did anything wrong.
No, he didn't.
So I was going to say, like, I mean, granted, we're only hearing one side of the story... But if what he says is true, that he took her picture at a public event and posted it on the internet, it's hard for me to feel like she should have any ground to stand on about being upset with that.
Like if he snuck into her house and took a picture of her by the pool.
That would be a crime.
Yeah, all wrinkly and stuff.
Right.
That would be bad.
Right.
So we wouldn't want that. But this is
no,
totally
I took her picture and then I make fun of her once a year.
To me, it reeks of... Remember the lady, what was the corndog lady's name? Jung?
Erica something.
Erica Rico. She posted a picture of her deep-throating a corndog on the internet. One of our listeners screenshotted and sent it to me. She eventually realized what a mistake she had made and deleted the picture. And then she got mad because I reposted something that she made public. You can't be mad about that. When you're a public figure, there's just things that happen. And Allison Cook, she falls into public figure. You're gonna you got to get over it, honey.
Well, there you go.
She married?
I don't think so.
Is there any chance that you guys would ever date?
No.
Is there any chance
that
you...
She's about 40 years older than Eric. You kidding me?
She's my mother's age, pretty much.
Is there any chance you guys would ever just have casual sex?
I don't really see that happening.
Okay, so what, like... When you say, like, the date thing was, like, a hard no. Casual sex was, like, I don't think so. Like, are we talking about 0% on dating, 5% on casual sex?
What's like negative percent? Like, oh, is there like a...
No, like zero's the bottom of the scale.
Okay, then 0.000001.
So you're, okay, saying there's a chance.
Saying there's a chance.
You hear that, Allison? I don't know what you, I don't know what you're looking for, but if you're looking for that, there's a possibility. Fred, I feel like we've brought them closer together
segment. I think so. I think we've accomplished what we set out to accomplish here. And G says, wow, just did a Google search of this woman. 100% sure I would get the exact same results if I searched for crazy cat lady.
She does look like she owns a lot of cats. But, I mean, Barry Laminack owns a lot of cats, and he doesn't look, you know, crazy.
No, but we know he's crazy.
Right.
I mean, it just, it hasn't been publicly, I guess I wasn't supposed to say that. You know, these road trips for shows, they're really to go to the asylum, you know, get follow-up treatment. I thought people knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right, Eric. Well, thank you for dropping by.
Thank you for having me.
And, you know, what do you got coming this week on Culture Map?
Oh, video preview of a couple of new bars coming to Midtown. I don't know, all the usual news and goings on.
Allison Cook would never talk about bars, so.
No.
So you gonna do the pub crawl with us? The ESPN pub crawl?
Sure.
Yeah. October 20th, I'm hosting.
I'm in.
All right. Cool.
How many are you going to drink a beer at every pub, or are you going to give up?
How many pubs are there?
I think it's, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Usually it's six. You know how these
Fred
things
made
work.
It sound like there's no way he could drink six beers.
I can drink six beers.
I know you can. I'm just saying right now I couldn't.
I'm a professional, AJ.
Oh, really? Professional beer drinker?
You know, in all things.
Do you like beer? I like beer. I like to have beers with my friends.
Yeah, it's from 3 to 9 p.m., so 6 hours.
Oh, yeah.
We can do this.
Can you drink beer for 6 hours?
No.
Then you're not a real professional. I drank beer at Avenue Pub in New Orleans from 7:30 a.m. till 11:30 p.m. on Saturday. Like a boss.
You're the champion.
And no, Allison Cook, I didn't get it for free. Trust me, my wife saw the bar tab. It wasn't a good scene.
Yeah, it was basically the equivalent of a big loss on your bet.
Yeah,
maybe two losses. Maybe two losses. All right. Well, Eric, thanks for dropping by, and everybody, check out, follow him on Twitter. It's Eric. I know what it is because
it's E. Sandler.
E. Sandler at Culture Map, right?
Yeah,
yeah. And then you can check him out at culturemap.com. Does a great job. Very cool dude. And if you need restaurant recommendations, just tweet at him. He's always happy to tell you.
Don't ever recommend that, you know, olive guacamole place to me, ever.
No.
Thank you. All right, guys. I got to tell you about Ryan, who back in May was not a company man. He's a stay-at-home dad. This August, less than 3 months later, he started his IT career doing something he loves, driving a company car, making more money. This could be you, guys. If you don't love what you do, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. If you don't have computer experience or training, no problem. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Most of the support on the text line, all backing Eric, and a lot of people really upset with you for disrespecting the South Side.
So. Okay.
Maybe you just need to spend more time down there. There's some cool places. It's changed a lot, though, from when I grew up down there. Like none of that stuff that's along 646 was there. Like 646 was the road that was abandoned that we would go take, you know, well, dates to have some privacy.
Right. I see what you're saying.
And now it's like, it's the same thing in Pearland, man. When we, and this is how old I am, growing up, when we played football in Pearland, it was in a basically in a pasture. There was nothing there. And now Pearland's freaking awesome. If and that's the thing. If you live in the suburbs, if you got, well, if I had young kids, I would not want to live in the city. I'd want to live near good schools, and I'd probably live in the suburbs.
That's why I moved out of the city.
Well, yeah, and I'd probably live in a Pearland or maybe even the Woodlands. I just don't like driving that much.
I don't like driving either.
But since I don't have to drive, there's no reason for me to go there unless we're doing a show there.
I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just – now, I'll go down south because I go visit my family sometime. But you know, I still – you know, I don't really spend a lot of time anywhere outside of my little –
out of your bubble.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the bubble gets smaller.
Your 2-mile radius, 3-mile radius.
It's even less than that now, probably.
Well, I mean, you come to work. That's
it. Yeah, that's it. I come to work, I go home, or if we do a show somewhere, I go there. So let's squeeze in some calls. Dale, you're first. What's up?
Hello.
Hey now, sports.
Yeah, I don't. We got a lot of listeners up here on the north side. Don't hate them in the Woodlands and area, because I love y'all to death, okay?
Yeah, Fred.
Not hating on the Woodlands. It's just, you guys are kind of your own thing, you know?
Yeah, but we do love you anyhow, whether you hate on me or not.
Well, all right, I'm not hating on you. I just said if I had kids, I'd probably, it would be there or Pearland would be the places I would live.
Okay.
But I would hate the driving. I hate driving 15 minutes to get here, man, but that's just being old. But, I think it all comes down to what your family situation is, I think. And it, to me, I like being really close in now because I don't have to worry about schools. If I had to worry about schools, it'd be a different animal.
Right.
Schools in my area suck. Sorry, Wheatley and Milby and all those.
You don't have to feel bad.
No, I don't want my daughter going there. But if I were, if I had another kid, we'd move out.
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more real quick.
I hope you don't have another kid.
It would be, no, at this point, I would say 0.0% chance. But you never know.
You never know.
Weird things have happened. Jeff, you're on the Blitz.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you, sir.
Hey, I want to get y'all's thoughts on how the Washington Redskins did this with Kirk Cousins, and they got completely hammered and trashed in the media for it. But the dysfunctionality with the Steelers going on, for let alone a running back, which is hilarious enough, but they did the same thing as the Redskins and seem to be falling apart over this. I want to get y'all's thoughts on that, how the Steelers, in my opinion, aren't getting criticized enough for their boneheaded approach to this. Like the Redskins with Kirk Cousins.
I guess and I've said this for a long time, and you'll back me on this, Fred, it's a lot harder to find a franchise quarterback than it is to find a running back.
I agree with that in theory. I think it's a lot harder now to find a franchise running back than it is to find a franchise quarterback.
But would you also agree that in today's NFL, having a franchise a running back is significantly less important than it used to be?
It's less important than it used to be, but boy, if you got one, you have a huge advantage. Because there's not many of them, let's be honest.
It's nice to have.
I think you can count them on less than one hand. And Le'Veon Bell's one of them. Todd Gurley's one of them. Zeke Elliott's one of them. Maybe Barkley becomes that, but I don't know yet. He's not there.
It might be it, though.
But that's it, right?
Yeah.
So if you have one of those, there's a lot more quarterbacks that can play than that. And obviously, you'd rather have a quarterback. But you know what? The Steelers, and they're both, look, Bell's kind of a nut. And the Steelers are, you know, they run things the way they run things. They're inflexible. So this doesn't surprise me at all. And should they be ripped for it? Well, they franchised him. What else are they supposed to do?
Well, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I understand. I'm not a fan of the franchise tag, especially because it can last multiple years. I think that's garbage. But that's what these players signed on for. You know what I mean? That they signed the collective bargaining agreement.
And while you can argue that the franchise tag may be unfair and blah blah blah, it's there. It's part of everything.
So. Yeah, but I also understand that, you know, from Earl Thomas's perspective, you go out there every week, you got no job security, you get hurt, what happens?
Yeah, now
they're done with you.
And now he's not going to get the deal that he was hoping to get in the offseason because he's broken. And I don't and that's why guys do this. Bell doesn't want to get broken and not get paid off. So yeah.
And he works in a he does a job that he's likely to get hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a running backs get
hurt. Nobody gets hit more than running backs. And especially if you actually just spend a game, go back and rewatch one game and just watch the running back and how many times he gets hit, not just running the ball, but picking up blitzes, the extra little elbows they get in the head when they're on the ground. I mean, those guys take a beating. So if you're one of them, you need to get paid. And so I don't really fault Bell. I don't really fault the Steelers either. I mean, he's obviously walking away from a lot of money. But, you know, if he goes out there and gets hurt just like Earl Thomas did, guess what? He ain't getting paid.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll get a contract, but he's not going to get the kind of money that he wants. So it's just one of those things I think is unfortunate both ways. If it's me, I show up and play, and the people say, oh, show up and pretend to get hurt. Yeah, that's pretty chicken bleep. I wouldn't do that.
I understand, you know, it's not a good look for Bell. And it's, you know, it's not. It doesn't look good that a guy's not showing up and his team's, you know, is a team that was expected to be in the mix this year. But the Steelers aren't what they are right now because Le'Veon Bell's not there. If anything, I mean, you could say James Conner's been, he's filled in admirably.
He's been close. You're still better with him. Maybe you win the Browns game if you have Le'Veon Bell.
Okay.
But maybe. I don't know.
I mean, take a look at your defense. If you want to start looking around at who... Yeah.
Unless you can put him at linebacker.
Yeah, he's not out there missing tackles. That's a rough area for them right now. And it's hard for me to blame a running back for your defense giving up the third most yards in the league.
Yeah.
So
somebody says David Johnson, Alvin Kamara, Melvin Gordon. Well, Gordon, no. Kamara may get there.
David Johnson.
Johnson is a one-hit wonder. You got to do it for more than a year. Leonard Fournette might be a guy, too, just like Barkley.
Leonard Fournette's already banged up.
If he can stay healthy, which he never did in college, by the way. So,
I mean, I think David Johnson's pretty good. But if you're a – he's got 187 yards rushing through four games.
So you carry the two. That's not good.
It's not good. He didn't even play. I mean, he played one quarter last year.
Yeah.
The year before he had a big season.
Yeah, and a lot of guys have one big year.
So, no, we don't know if David Johnson's an elite running back yet.
And that's why I'm not ready to anoint Kamara yet.
I'm not either.
And Melvin Gordon doesn't even belong in that conversation. Sorry.
I mean, Melvin Gordon's good, but he's not like a franchise-changing guy.
No.
Barkley, Elliott, Gurley, Bell, I think that's the end of list.
Yeah, and now there's guys that could get to that list, but they're not there right now.
And honestly, we've gone through this before, but like, it takes that kind of a running back for me to even want to draft one in the first round.
Yeah.
And so when they come up, I'm not looking to give those guys long-term deals.
And Barkley and Elliott still went higher than I would have taken them.
They did.
But
they've worked out.
Well, so far. I mean, I don't know about Barkley yet. It's still year one.
Yeah.
Elliott, I think we can agree.
I think Fournette went higher than I would have taken.
Yeah, and I like Fournette.
The one guy that I was like, oh, man, this is a guy. I thought Gurley was a special player. The last guy before him that I thought was that special was Adrian Peterson. So I'm thinking like, once every 10 years, one comes around like that.
And I think less and less, because even in college, you devalued the running back.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to.
Because college offenses don't use them as much. Yeah. All right, let's go to Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Aubrey, how's it going, man?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Sunshine. And when people pick up the phone and dial 281 Dirt Free, they are going to get the number one draft pick. They're going to get the guaranteed, you know, hit. I mean, Saquon Barkley was touted a lot. I mean, he is probably one of the most touted or doted on running back, you know, coming out in the whole media. Maybe not us locally, but the whole media throughout the nation looking at him, especially since that New York market, everything's better and faster from coming out of New York. You know, it seems like as far as the media coverage goes. But when you are dialing 281 Dirt Free, you really are getting that star. We come to your home, start in the worst area, and if you don't love what you see, you don't pay. We don't do the job. We don't commit you to an expense. So it's almost like getting a draft pick and letting them run for 10 games before you have to decide if you have to pick them number one. This is how it works in the business world. You've got to outdo your competition and provide not only a better product, but a better pathway to that product. So give us a call, 281 Dirt Free, tile, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, wool rugs. Three rooms is only $100. We're giving away $100 free speed dry. Shout at us at 281 Dirt Free. Go to dirtfreecarpet.com on the web. I guarantee you there is no words or lips moving. Let us start on the worst area and let your decision be based on what you see in your home. It dries in a few seconds as far as what you can tell is going to look good and what isn't. Dial us up, 281 Dirt Free, dirtfreecarpet.com. We're ready to come out and do anything you have for us.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. We're crawling until we can't walk. Join ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1, and it's a Houston thing, Saturday, October 20th, in the first annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl. It's going to be the biggest group of Houston sports fans repping their team or teams while hitting the hottest pubs, bars, and restaurants downtown on Main Street. Get in now before the prices go up. It's just $20, but you'll cash in because it comes with the limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone shirt, pub crawl wristband, cup and koozie, and $3 drinks. And also, how about sample Thrive Plus? You're going to get that too. Tickets are available now at htxpubcrawls.com. Hurry before the prices go up. And as usual, Saints fan, all pissy because we're not going to anoint Kamara after a year and three games, but
yeah,
four games.
Sorry.
832. If Kamara isn't on that list, you guys are dumbs. Yeah. You know how many yards?
I'm a dumb.
You know how many times Alvin Kamara has rushed for 1,000 yards in his brief career?
How many?
Zero.
What?
He had 728 last year, and he had a good season, man. And listen, I don't want to dog the guy, but you can't put him on that level with the guys who've done it year in and year out. And you know what? This year, he's coming off a great game against the Giants. You know what he did before that? 16 for 66 against the Falcons, 13 for 46 against the Browns, 8 for 29 against the Buccaneers. That's not elite running.
No.
So
I think he's a good player.
I think he's a really good player who might get there.
Yeah. Elite guys that I feel like you can have out there first down, second down, third down, and I just know are going to be a beast for me every week. It's Gurley, Zeke, and Le'Veon Bell, and maybe Saquon Barkley.
And of those first three, not a single one of those teams would trade those guys for Alvin Kamara. That's where you should.
Not a chance. Well, the Steelers would.
Yeah, well, at this point they would.
Yeah, right now they'd trade Le'Veon Bell for Alvin Kamara. Yeah.
And again, you.
And let's also see how much the Saints believe that Alvin Kamara is the bell cow back. Because
they've been waiting for Mark Ingram to come back.
Yeah,
guess what?
We're going to see.
Yeah. So, 713-780-ESPN. Well, it never ceases to amaze me how the texters on a Tuesday are just in such a crappy mood. Guys, do me a favor. And before I start putting you on the will not read your text list, pull over somewhere, go get a drink and relax. I know Tuesdays suck and you've had a bad day, but quit trying to take it out on us.
I'm having sugar withdrawals.
I'm not reading your crap on air, so. And if you keep sending it, I'm just going to put you on the don't read list.
Whose cup is that, John? Has that been here the whole time?
Yes, I think so.
That's got to be a chick cup, right?
I mean, I hope so. I don't know for sure, but that's weird. It's like, I guess that's two cups stacked. I thought it was like one big cup.
No, it's a pink and a light blue.
Is that yours?
No, of course not.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying a different tactic.
You'd have
today.
A manlier cup.
No, I slammed my entire gallon of water before the show today. Because last night I couldn't sleep. because I was up every 15 minutes. So I'm trying to knock it out before the show today, and then that way, hopefully, I'll be able to sleep.
I think Joe brings up a really good point, and that's kind of what I was saying when I was talking about David Johnson and people thinking that he was elite. These are fantasy guys who are like, oh, yeah, he's elite. Yeah, look at it. Look at his – I mean, they're thinking about PPR numbers and stuff like that. I'm talking about, like, guys who can run the ball, who can block, who do everything. I mean, it doesn't matter how many fantasy points they get you. I'm talking about real football, who are the elite backs, and I think those three are it.
I'm pretty much with you. I think I think there's other guys that could get there, but they're not there yet.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 405 says, tomorrow's my Friday. I'm having a great Tuesday.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and no, Saquon Barkley's not there yet. So
no, he does look promising.
He does. And
he's a nice looking player. But yeah, I'm not putting him in that category yet.
No. All right, what do I have here? Texans Can Academies. That's one thing we can all agree on. So if you want to, listen, you want to do something great, you want to get rid of something you're not using anymore and help people out, Texans Can Academy is the way to go. If you've got a car, you got a truck, you've got a motorcycle, you got a tractor, you got a four-wheeler, any of those things, and you're not using it anymore and it's just sitting in your yard or your garage and you were going to fix it up, or maybe you were going to give it to somebody, or maybe you were going to sell it and you just never got around to it. Maybe it's got some flood damage. It won't start. Well, donate it, because they're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible, which is going to look really good. It's time to start thinking about that, by the way, next year's tax deductions. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, $50 gift card. And that money goes to help kids at Texans Can Academies, which is a terrific place. This is a school for kids that, you know, if they needed to drop out somewhere else, or they were thinking about dropping out somewhere else because the school didn't work with them on whatever the issues were, well, they go to Texans Can Academies, and so many of them go on and graduate and do great things and become an important part of our community. It's all because of your donations. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and tow it. Doesn't matter where you are. If you're over in Vider, if you're in Port Arthur, they'll come and tow it. All you have to do is make the call today, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, or go to carsforkids.org. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.